Blog Talk Radio.
Sasha Marina Show. I'm your host, Sasha Marina, and today's guest is a very interesting guest. Very interesting, just simply the fact that I can't even start pronouncing his name, but I know that in that creativity and just that name itself, there must be a lot, that kind of partners up with his talent. So without further ado, I'm going to have Kwame Binia. That's as good as I'm doing right now, and so he can tell me himself. hello, Kwame. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing well. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Good. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time today. So you have a long list of names that you were born with. Can you go ahead and and translate those for me?
So the full birth name is Nana Kwame Baini Asiedu Ajimfra.
Okay.
And it's of West African from Ghana. That's where my folks and I'm from. Kwame is my first name, means a boy born on Saturday. So a lot of the it's really literally like John or Tim or Jim when you go down there. A lot of the people are named after the days they're born. So it's very exotic outside of the country. But when I'm there, it's like I'm your regular Tom, you know.
Yeah, no, there's no problem in that. I actually feel relieved because I have four names as well, but I just spread it down to Sasha Marina. And the other day I was at an event, and then they had to put my full name on the badge. And the lady's like, how many names you got? I'm like, well, you know what, just blame my parents. Like, there's nothing I can do about that, whatever. But no, it's beautiful. You don't see that all the time, like you said, we see a lot of Timmys and Johns out here. That shows your culture and the fact that you decide to stay with your name, because some people, they come to the country and they feel like it'll just be better for everyone if they have to change who they are, their names,
Right.
But the fact that you stuck with that, and you run along with that and continue and you purchase a career, which is beautiful, which that's what we're mostly talking about today. you've done so much. You have so much, musical history. You attended William Patterson University that is recognized,
Right.
But I want to, just kind of rewind back to how it all started. You mentioned in your bio that you know, kind of came with you, you know, as a kid, and you loved the music, you know, the West African culture. But do you still remember that first spark that you know, within you, that you said, you know, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life, be a musician?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I remember that very well. So I'm born in West London, but I moved to Ghana at a very young age to live with my grandparents. And my first really memory of anything really was about, I think, you know, 4 years old or something at that point. And my cousin, who was a singer, dancer, who was abroad in Germany, I just remember seeing his face. It kind of looked like me, and he was singing, and it was on the TV, and I was just like, what? That makes total sense. I want to do that. So since then, it's just been kind of a lifelong passion, you know, and something that, you know, kind of, you know, as the arts do, they really call you rather than you call on them. So it's just felt like, you know, a calling that, you know, I've been given, and I'm here to adhere to it.
And, you know, you do a lot of genres in your music, you know, reggae, folk, American soul, blues, jazz. Was there a correlation in all those genres that you've, you know, I guess, because I know some genres kind of, if you do this, you can do a little bit of that, you know what I mean?
Right.
But was it something that called to you, or was it something that, you know, you just started experimenting, you said, you know what, I like blues, I like soul, I like jazz, and you just felt that you just went with that, and that's the artist that you are now, instead of just sticking, for instance, with just jazz or reggae or something just more con, you know? More basic.
Right. You know, it's just really drawn from all my experiences. You know, as a child in Ghana, we heard a lot of West African music and a lot of reggae, of course, Bob Marley and things like that. But also, you know, holidays in the UK with my family, you know, I'd hear rock and roll, man. I'd hear, you know, I'd hear the Hendrix, and I'd hear, you know, Rod Stewart, who's one of my favorite singers, you know, and the Faces, and just, you know, and pop music, and Michael Jackson, and so on and so forth. And then, you know, coming to the States, you know, in my teenage years, growing up here, I got to start kind of learning the blues as I went back to, you know, what made, you know, pop music so great. And you see that a lot of foundation was, you know, in the blues and the jazz and you know, and the African music of, you know, of those times, and mixing it with the Western and the classical a little bit. So I think, you know, for me, music is all together. You know, I think genres are good for certain situations, but, you know, music is music for me. You know, it's all kind of stems from, it all has some foundation, you know, in some form, and that connects them all together. So it's just really kind of drawn from all my experiences and all the music that I love and listen to as a child and growing up, and kind of put it all together, and out came the Shakedown sound.
You know, that's most definitely true. I recently this summer participated in a mentorship program for Haitian students here in Miami, Florida, and one of our lessons between, you know, like the little summer boot camp, we had a lesson one day, and it was all about the drums. It was about African music, and I mean, this instructor was brilliant. I mean, she played a lot of what was the Haitian, but she also spoke a lot about the roots of the music. You know, it all originates from Africa. No matter what we listen to today, it all originated from Africa. You know, the drums, the beat. And she gave the kids a challenge, and she goes to them, look, bring up any rap song that's on the radio right now. Mm-hmm. Just sing the lyrics.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I bet you that we can match the beat of the drums to your lyrics. And definitely, I mean, the kids started singing all this Nene stuff and, all, you know, all these rap songs on the radio right now. And then they didn't match the beat to the drum, you know. So it all does connect. And, you know, the fact that, you know, I mean, you must be an awesome musician, so... it all does. Everything takes a little bit from everywhere. So
of course,
beautiful. But tell us
about
your
brilliant exercise, brother.
It is, and the fact that the kids were like, "Oh my God, yes!" And you know, and it gets the kids involved, because you kind of have to. When we don't want to make it an African music lesson. You know what I mean? You kind
of
have to attach. Also, you know, you guys like rap. So what rap songs do you like?
Right.
So that was
we got to relate it to them. So they
exactly.
That's the way I learned. You know, I was listening to some you know, some pops, Michael Jackson, or whatever it is, and I'm like, oh, you know, where did he get it from? Oh, James Brown. Where did James Brown get it from? Oh, you know, so, you know, Jackie Wilson, you go back and you kind of, you know, you learn and you kind of, you know, associate that with things that are current and you know, and that's the best way for these kids to learn. I wish I was sitting down in that class with you guys, you know.
Most definitely. But I mean, now you have an idea if you ever do teach a music class, you know what I mean? So that's
right.
Really cool. Speaking
Absolutely.
Of which, have you ever, I don't know, decided to teach music as well, or have you just like really just wanted to perform?
You know, I think I've always, you know, thought that, you know, I think down the line, I would definitely love to get, you know, to get back and teach kids, and maybe I should start looking at it, you know, right now. But you know, the main focus right now is just the performing and getting the stuff out there. You know, I really truly believe that you can make a bigger impact once you've made a little bit of an impact in the, you know, out there, and then you can come back and really get to these kids. Because kids, they want to see somebody that they either recognize or they've heard of or something. And I think, you know, of course they don't have to, but for me, I think it would serve better my purpose to get out there and get it good and then come back, you know, and really kind of devote it to teaching the kids, you know, what I've learned anyway through my experiences.
Of course, of course. So let's talk about your debut EP, Shakedown.
Right.
I mean, what soul is in there? What, you know, what can you tell us what we expect to hear from that album?
Yeah. Well, it's really four tunes that really embody kind of what we do as a band, and you know what I do as a singer and a songwriter. It's definitely funk. It's definitely funk and rock and roll, and it'll get your ears going, and it'll wake you up and it'll get you moving. As we always like to say, we make songs that are, you know, that make you groove, but we also want to make you think a little bit. You know, when you listen to the songs, the lyrics are going to evoke some, you know, some life, some real life lessons, or, you know, it's mostly stapled in peace, love, and positivity. It's kind of our motto and what we live by, our credo, if you would. But, you know, we wanted to make music that make you groove and make you kind of get up and feel it. You know, right when you turn it on, you're going to feel it because it's going to hit you, right to you. But we also want to make you think a little bit. For me, music is, you know, it's great to make you dance and make you move. I think it does great things when it does that. But I think it completes everything when it makes you think and makes you kind of question things around you, you know.
Okay, most definitely. You know, you also mentioned just right now, you know, you bringing out positivity in your music, and also in your bio, you state, you know, you want to shape diversity and culture in your music as well. That's
right.
Something that, you know, I mean, it's always been important. You know, it's been important.
Right.
It's just 40 years in this country, and it's coming back. It, I mean, I feel, well, you know where I'm going with this.
Absolutely.
You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely.
How you as a musician can really, because people used to back then in the day, you know, really listen to what musicians had to say about what the current events that are going on, you know, in the world, period.
Right.
But how
right.
do you as a musician feel that you could really transcend those words to the listeners, you know, and making you feel better about what's going on in the world, and bring out that positivity, you know, when people are listening to your album, be like, you know what, you're right, Kwame, you know what I mean? Your words are truth, and the world, you know, one day will be a better place. So, they tend to do that a lot. I mean, some people, depending on how your music, you know, drifts the audience, you know, some people go with it, and some people just listen to it because of the beat. But if you have like real lyrics in there, you know, it can really touch people's hearts.
Absolutely.
I mean, you as a musician, do you have a goal of that sort?
Yeah, I think what you mentioned before in the past that people, you know, would sing about what's going on all the time. You know, I think times have changed, but if you would look back on what was going on in, you know, 40, 50 years ago, it's not so different than what's going on right now. You know, it's you know,
we just
some
have
reason, I really, exactly. You know, I honestly think it's actually worse, you know, because when back then everybody knew what it was, you know, you knew, you know, whatever challenges you're going through was right in your face. Now it's almost feel like everybody feels like they belong, they accept it, and everything is okay. So I think the powers that be or whoever wants to do, they can really get in there and get it good, you know, get their agendas in there good, you know. So for me, it's just looking around, around the world, and just out my window, and just kind of opening my eyes. And it's ability, some level of consciousness that, you look around, you see what's going on, and I just can't, for me personally, I can't make music and not have that involved. You know what I mean? Because I think it's a purpose of musicians. I mean, centuries back, and a while back, and not even in 40, 50 years, we're talking back, and there's still people that do it today. Music or singers and musicians were, gatekeepers in a sense. They told you what was going on around, if you didn't have a TV or whatever, you went to go, see some guy with his guitar, and he was telling you about his blues or what was going on around him. And, so for me, it's just trying to carry on that, those traditions of letting music be, educational, and just, opening people's eyes to what's going on around them. Because like we just talked about, if you look today and 60 years ago, 50 years ago, when Dr. Mm-hmm. King and Malcolm and all these guys were, were doing their work, it's not so different today,
It really isn't. Like you said, I do feel to a point that it's worse, just because of the sense that we all feel that we're all equal, quote unquote. Now,
yeah.
I mean, I'm talking mm-hmm. about everybody. It's not only Caucasians and Blacks. I'm talking about Asians
oh, right.
and in Spanish and everything. You know what I mean? And then we're
Absolutely.
Comfortable. And when something like that does happen, it catches us by surprise. And we're like, oh my God, but I thought we were all equal. So, you know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
That's
right.
the confusion now. But yeah, Kwame, I'd like to thank you so much for your time. You're a beautiful soul. I appreciate you for being on the show today. I'm going to play your single, Hang On, before we go here. And
oh,
yeah,
nice.
I'd love to, I'd like for you to have a great week, of course. And I look forward to hearing
yes.
more about you and your music.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on, and I really appreciate it.
All right, you take care.
You too.
There you have it. That was Kwame Benia, his single Hang On, and this is from his album Kwame Benia Shakedown. So thank you all so much for tuning in and listening to our awesome interview. To keep up with Kwame, you can go to KwameBeniaShakedown.com, and that is Kwame Benia is Binea, Shakedown.com. So stay tuned with him and see what other beautiful tunes he has for y'all to hear. Thank you so much, and bye-bye.